Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.
Maggie, you crazy for this one? It's the last stop.
Let's go, New York. You know what it is, Hot 97 Funk Flex. Jay-Z, Kanye West. Pecos, what up, baby? Young Sav, I see you. John Manili, I see you. New York City, you listen to me right now. This is what it is for the summer. Understand it.
It makes it.
This record might keep the summer warm till December. In Flex We Trust.com.
You don't drink it, my nigga, bro.
I do.
When?
Yeah,
good. Right.
Yeah, when right. Do I drink water? All the time.
Shit.
I haven't drank none today.
So then that's not all the time.
Yeah. I haven't had that many opportunities to.
You did. You've been on a mega bus.
Look at how many essences we got in this room.
Big boys.
I asked you if you wanted water.
I asked for electrolytes, though. I wanted electrolytes.
Not you holding up the Gatorade.
Product placement.
It says electrolytes.
Right? He said, fuck the electrolytes.
But that's not real electrolytes.
He wanted the uncut electrolytes. I need my shit straight off the boat, nigga.
Uncut electrolytes is crazy.
That shit crazy, man. But we in here.
Yo, here we are. Yeah. Podding.
Finally. It's been a journey.
Yeah, you know, it takes, you know, 7 months of planning, but it got done.
7 months is crazy.
Oh, yeah. Bro. Shout out to Bang Stain Dash. The Rocky Bastards.
Just sitting in the
Slash Stop, you bastards.
You have all been kidnapped by banks.
He had to go.
He really like a crime lord right now. Just look at him.
Yeah, bro. Hey.
The Compton crime lord.
I don't know which one of us owe banks money, but someone gonna pay up because he gonna make sure we
that
do.
That nigga got on the all black fit though.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, that nigga was drinking mojitos.
Yeah, yeah. He drank a half a mojito yesterday. Yo, he was like, nah, this is too much. I can't, do this right now.
That nigga's making TikToks last night.
Man said, I'm drunk. I ain't eating no food. How many drinks you had? Four.
You 38.
Bro.
Yeah. Lightweight.
Bro, I'm drinking 7 Long Islands. Fucking yo, Henny shots galore.
Listening to Panic at the Disco. What was y'all niggas on last night?
Nah, bro. I literally only went to that place just to know that I don't fuck with that shit.
You had to see it in person?
To see it in person?
Yeah, it was some goth shit. Some goth, emo party night.
I'm not going to hold you. It didn't even sound like goth shit because they were playing Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
the happiest shit ever. Where was the emo?
It was in the way they dressed, I guess. Bro, it was.
That shit sounded like a Hot Topic, like Link Up.
That shit was basically. Yeah, it was Spencer's. I was basically.
T-shirts. Funko Pops.
Yeah. I was in the back room of Spencer's.
Going crazy.
Yeah, bro, nah. Shit was whack as fuck. I never realized I did not like any of that music in my life.
Who invited you to that?
How did you end up at
Yeah, that's
the
yeah.
No,
I have, I have a theory of how you got there.
Let's get to
nah,
the
Nah, no. One of my boys was like, yo, like,
nah,
pull up.
Put his name out there. Nah. He deserves to get slammed. Yeah. No.
Nah. Because he's going to keep going to that shit. I don't want to.
Oh, that's his bag. That's like his lane.
Oh, that's his thing. Oh, you was being supportive.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go.
You try something.
Sometimes being a friend is telling your friends when they doing some stupid shit.
That's a fact.
That is true, but
that's a fact.
I was just like, you know what? It's Saturday. I don't know what else to do.
You put on your Doc Martens and you went outside.
I put on
a Patagonia.
Yeah, yeah.
He's feeling festive. It's Thanksgiving.
You put on your Slipknot t-shirt and you win. Yeah. So I'm in here.
All they did was step on sneakers too. I wore my Space Jams.
Converse. They probably love Converse being dirty.
That's dirtiest Air Force Ones, bro.
Mad Vans.
Yeah, Vans, Air Force Ones that You can't even tell they used to be white. Like, bro, like, it was terrible feet.
They had the fake off-white
one. It was just the real, no, they the real off-white.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's what Virgil ripped off. Yeah. It's his shit.
That's crazy.
But, and they were all dressed like fucking Avril Lavigne.
I was you was behind enemy lines last night,
yeah,
G.
Bro, that shit was not.
I was looking at your IG story. I'm like, yo, what is this nigga got into, G?
Yeah. I was thinking that in my head.
Real dangerous territory.
Yeah. And I was there till like 2:30.
Nigga, why didn't you leave? Around 12. Well, then they would have been like, oh.
He heard that Evanescence come on the airwaves.
Nah, there was a couple songs that came on. I was like, you know
what? Oh, you was feeling it.
Stick around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one?
I think this nigga line. Chop Suey by System of a Down.
Nah, that's like, a slapper. Yeah. I used to fuck that up. On, what was that? Guitar Hero or some shit?
Yeah. Yeah. Rock Band.
Yeah, there you go. Rock Band. Yeah.
What are these Jacobian hymns you speak of?
You gotta get around.
Chop Suey's a banger.
Yeah, listen, man. They were talking about prism systems and reform. I was like, oh, wow.
Nah. You missing out, man.
That's beyond me. I was listening to Jeezy by then. I don't know.
Jeezy has the same message, actually.
Same thing,
bro. Now that I think about it, yeah.
Snowman, environmental issues. Come on.
It was really clapping niggas with Snowman tea.
Nigga, I did time behind that. Middle school, they was like, yo, either take your suspension or take the tee off. I took my bit.
Snowman tea, bro.
I did my bit.
You did a bit.
I did my suspension bit. I asked my mom. I was like, mom, they trying. She was like, yo, do your thing.
Your mom.
Three
your
days mom for a snowman tea.
I did my time. My 3X snowman tea.
Was it in school suspension?
Nah, I was at home watching Maury with my pops.
Never mind.
Watch the Jerry Springer Maury Ovich combo.
In my snowman shirt. That's how I was giving it up.
Yo.
TN101 was everything.
You still got the tea?
Hell yeah, nigga. Yo, Halloween next year? You know what? Snowman? Snowman.
Be right, Jeezy for Halloween.
I'm gonna be Banks. I'm gonna put on the ball cap.
Next year. All right, so next year for Halloween, we just do different outfits of Banks and just do his Instagram posts.
I'm definitely doing that. The one from yesterday.
We chopped this man out. Chopped this man out and said, peace, God. Like, that's not peaceful. How you cut your man out?
Have y'all had to Diddy crop someone out on IG?
I love it. It's my favorite shit to
I've done it before.
Diddy cropping is hard, like, because they got to see that. They're going to see that picture and be like, yo.
Yeah, like, that's fucked, bro. Like, we was just together. You ain't saying nothing.
You posted it right next to me, actually.
It's on the Twitter account, but it's not on the IG.
Yeah. Especially if they posted it, too, and it's both of y'all together, but it's on your account.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Be the niggas you love, man.
That's real nice to work. I mean, in Banks' defense, the white dude.
Banks cropped him out and said, peace, God, Allah.
Allah don't want that.
He started talking like Ghostface, bro, after he chopped the white man up.
Banks is a born-again Christian on Twitter, but he's all Allah on IG. That's how you feel?
It's that video. You got to choose, fam. One day you're a Muslim. You got to choose.
I mean, the Twitter's for everybody, though. The Instagram is...
I'd rather post my fly shit on Twitter than Instagram, bro.
Nah, you got to post.
You got to do it for the whole.
Twitter's for the... Like,
there's block holes on there. I'm cool with that.
Yeah. White holes.
Oh, that's behind me.
Would've known.
Well, I guess that's why Banks didn't crop him out on Twitter.
He wanted that love.
Yeah. Making that connection now. We getting somewhere.
He ain't want to cut off his demo.
I have a white friend, too.
I, too, have a white
friend. He has a token white friend. Bro, that is insane, bro.
That's funny. Having a token white friend. That might be it. Pet white nigga.
I wonder what the perks are.
I don't know.
You would. It probably depends on what they access to. You know, might be a little party or two. Might be some cash.
You get pulled over. That's when you want a white friend. You're gonna want a white friend there to just question the cop the entire time.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you.
Them motherfuckers can argue a cop down and won't nothing happen.
That's what I'm saying.
I look at them motherfuckers the wrong way. They're trying to slap the shit out of them.
Facts.
Cop think he big boss man and shit. Next thing I know, I'm catching a DDT on the trunk.
Yeah. Facts, bro.
Wow, man.
Having white friends is wild. I got one white friend. He don't even live in America. Just not even from here. I think I would know way.
Now that I think about it, I only have one.
Yeah, one white friend, bro. Everybody.
Bro, anything more is just too much.
I used to have a lot. They just kind of faded out of life, which is kind of fire.
They ain't fade out
because they can do that.
They ain't fade out. They went conservative, nigga. They faded out.
I mean,
I know what schools I went to. These niggers.
What year did you stop hanging out with them? Was it 2016 going in?
Nah, because that probably before
that might have been a sign, right? Yeah.
There was a few post 2016. I was like, I mean, I already knew
they was wearing MAGA snowman tees. They switched up. They switched the pivot.
Snowman,
on
Snowman got a red hat. That's crazy.
GOP. That was the pivot, nigga.
Nah.
That's crazy, though.
The MAGA snowman is crazy.
MAGA snowman. Yo, that's
because they don't even believe in climate change, so that shit's not going to be there.
It's going to be a melting. Aiden.
Hot dog.
But yeah, glizzies. White women.
So I will that's get
why,
white,
that's
I will
why
get
you
white
roll
people
with them, because you love a glizzy.
Absolutely not. But I would just give white people glizzies. That's the one thing that they can have. Other than that, they have done nothing. That's all man. They got is hot dogs. That's why man. Joey Chestnut, the goddamn hot dog eating champion for fucking like 20 years straight.
You know what I'm saying? That nigga, you know, that nigga Kobayashi like suicidal because he lost the hot dog, the glizzy crown.
That's kind of wild that your whole claim to life is I can eat mad hot dogs every summer, 17 years.
That is so false.
I could put 72 of them in my stomach. G.
Nothing
like,
else. I don't know what school he went to. Did he graduate college? Was this the goal?
Nah, he just a hot dog nigga.
Hey, you wake up one day just like, hey, I want to be hot dog champion.
How you know you got that talent? That. Yeah, like how you know you got
that's
that talent?
That's the yo.
I'm going to just practice.
This is the sickest conversation. Look at what you guys are questioning about hot dog eating, bro.
I'm going to just practice. You know what I'm saying? Niggas hate them at cookouts. Eating all the hot dogs.
I'm trying to go about my life working hard, you know, achieving goals.
It's just that Nathan's going crazy.
I didn't think one day I'm going to be at Nathan's being like, this is it.
Let me get it all.
It's the fact that it don't mean no condiments on.
Yeah.
Water.
They put it in water.
A red Solo cup.
Oh, that's already a flagrant enough. You dip in the whole bun.
You
in the
putting
water
the
and
bun
just
in the. In the in
yo, man. Gross, yo, man, bro. Just bun in water?
That's gross, bro. I wouldn't
and
understand.
Then, and then just topping it off with more water.
Yeah, bro.
White people are aliens.
That's their one talent.
That's all they can do.
That's one thing they contribute to society.
How do you season the hot dog less? Let's do it that way.
Yeah, let's
dip it in the water.
Yeah, bro. Gee, raw hot dogs is crazy.
Did I get paid a lot for that shit?
No way. I gotta Google.
Bro, Google this. We need
if
to know.
Joey Chestnut makes more than six figures,
see, he has to. Right?
He needs like a Nike deal or something. Like he gotta be eating on something else. Like
what do you,
even, Joey Chestnut? What Nike suit would be crazy?
Yeah, bro.
He has a net worth of $2 million.
He got two M's.
Maybe niggas are getting the glizzy game.
He got two.
Maybe we spoke too.
Let me go get the ballpark for
right. That's a sick ass game to be.
It's probably somebody dad on some Tiger Woods shit just trying to like, yo, my son, glizzy champ.
He really loves hot dogs. Yeah. Oh, word? Babe, I think we got a star here.
Play this nigga glizzy camp.
Bro. It's the opposite of fat camp.
Yeah. The glizzy camp. Nigga, you gonna eat seven glizzies all summer, nigga. Yo. Dang.
Does he even eat anything else?
Yeah, the thing about them niggas, because I watched the MTV True Life episode. Don't ask
True
me
Life
how.
Episode? It was a True Life.
Yeah, son. So on them niggas, they eat other shit. That's how they get off. Like, some nigga might be the pizza eating champion or like the watermelon eating champion.
Who's the watermelon eating champion?
I don't want to say who, but you know.
If I look this up and it's a black person, I'm going to.
Nigga,
black.
He's the biggest black person. The nigga looks like a Geodude.
Get the fuck out of
I swear to God. And matter of fact,
I need to look this up right now.
Matter of fact, this nigga, he got a YouTube channel where this nigga just drink weird shit, bro. Like, you know Mountain Dew, right? You know all the flavors of Mountain Dew? That's how he get. That's how he make his money. He drink it out of a glass.
Oh, he's one of those?
Yeah, nigga.
Kids like that shit.
Yeah.
They do. They like watching
I seen
people
this nigga
play video
drink,
games and eat.
This nigga drunk like three cans of beans out of a boot.
This was like 2 years ago. My niece was just on YouTube just doing whatever.
Yo,
and she was watching Googles. Some, I don't know who the dude was, but he basically made in a container, like he tried to pour a little bit of every type of soda and juice, and then went in like, actually, I was like, for a check?
You never wondered that though? Like, yo, what's every flavor in one cup?
No, I'm normal.
Not in my 30s, bro.
Nah, but I'm just saying the kids want to know what's going on. They got to figure out, you know. Yo, this is how to get the experience.
How much you regulating your kids' YouTube activity? Like, are you watching what they like?
Am I willing to avoid LinkedIn that much?
Are you regulating them? Like, yo, you can't be watching Soulja Boy. Son. Like,
hey, as long as they're being wilding out.
What are your levels of wilding out, though?
They only watching Moneybagg Yo videos. Yeah,
nah, they're watching Academics every day.
You let your kids watch Academics, bro?
Nah, they be watching wild shit like motherfuckers. Just regular kids.
Beheading
shit,
videos. You
video
know, nothing
games,
crazy.
Fucking
Joe Budden podcast.
I don't know what regular kid shit is, because like when I was their age, I mean, I was watching
we didn't
South
have
Park.
That.
I
was
watching South South Park.
I never had Joe Budden podcast to listen to.
I had South Park and Space Ghost.
Maybe you watched some weird ass YouTube couple.
A YouTube couple?
Oh yeah, because that's their thing, like vlogs and shit, and niggas' days and shit like that. And Roblox.
The YouTube couple lane.
You want the Sims, but in real life?
They do watch Roblox a lot.
Roblox is the real trap. It's
I've heard about Roblox. Trap
house. There's some wild shit in Roblox. Yeah.
What the fuck is it?
I seen a nigga throw a Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, but like, what is it like?
It's like, that's like Fortnite. That's
it's
right?
like
Minecraft.
It's like Minecraft, but like.
Kids. Yeah. But they have like mods that you can do. Like there was these kids, like they like. They got gangs in the game, and like you could shoot each other and shit like that.
Yeah. They ran down real life.
Yeah,
like,
Roblox is wild.
They were actually running down on people.
Then, like I was saying, the Playboy Cardi had a whole concert.
A whole concert, motherfuckers are there.
Oh yeah.
Take off my
shirt. I thought that was Fortnite.
Nah, bro, that's Roblox. You need Robux, my nigga.
My oldest asked me for Robux like every goddamn week.
I know. It's a bill for you at this point. I'm sure.
You don't do.
It's a publicly traded company now too. As a video game.
I'm about to keep giving you goddamn $10.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm investing in Roblox.
Yo, their stock went up like 50%.
Gee, I'm fucking with them.
We here?
Listen, we got to get that. We got to invest. We need a last stop version.
Yo.
We need the Manny mod on there, nigga.
Yo.
Manny coin.
Yeah. We need our own coin, though. Let's get into the coin game, nigga.
I think anybody can make a coin.
Let's do it, bro. Let's do it.
Manny coin.
Yeah.
You already got it. It's literally right there.
Do the milk cricket.
You know what? Yeah, no. I'm about to.
Milk cricket.
Do it, bro.
The milk cricket NFT is crazy. I'm about to NFT the logo and just, you know.
Might as well. Somebody going to buy it?
Yeah.
Chris Brown going, somebody going to stumble on it. Like, this looks revolutionary. You got to do that, man. We got to get our own coin. That's next. Undisputed hater coin. Come on now.
Bro, just coin and everything, bro. Why not?
Mega coin.
Y'all got need.
I don't know if Davis can buy that one.
He definitely can't.
That's right.
It's a black coin only.
Yo, what if he do that?
You're going to be an anonymous
African's
donor.
Only coin.
That's what Umar been trying to tell y'all.
Umar, he fucking up on opportunities. Also, is Umar homeless? Why he always in the car?
That's the nigga was in my city. Like,
you went to see him, didn't you?
Nah, I wanted to, but the wife shut it down. And
she was like,
that's a good wife.
She was like, too deep on the whole tip shit. Yeah. She was like,
She said I'd have been on another level if I don't went to that.
She said, I'm more comfortable with you going to see Kevin Samuels live than Umar.
Go see Kevin Hart.
Enough is enough.
Not Umar.
But low-key, think of the pick with Marcus and Umar. Like, that would have been crazy.
That's not something I
would have went crazy.
Would have broke the internet.
That would have broke the internet. Facts.
Thank God you have a wife.
She was like,
he come,
yo.
He come back again. I'm pulling up.
I ain't not.
He going to sneak off and go see
I'm definitely. Hey, I got a stab me tonight, so, you know.
She going to be like, baby, why you got the dashiki one?
I'm cheating. And then runs out. I'd rather say he's cheating than say he's going to see Umar.
You're going to come home feeling like, smelling like fresh incense.
Well, you had a poetry lounge?
Egyptian musk.
The oil man. It smells like the oil man.
Mad essential oils.
Nah, that's crazy. Incense titled Obama in his hoodie pocket.
That's crazy.
Nah, the oil titled Obama.
That's crazy. I definitely go see Umar live just on some funny shit. Not even trying to get the word.
You want to ironically go see Dr. Umar?
Let's go fuck with him. See what the vibe is.
That's what I'm saying. I want to go see what the vibe was like. You know?
You want to go there to learn. First of all, I know you, nigga.
First
you
of all,
learn. I learn from everybody.
It's only going to be 10 niggas there anyway. I'm sure Umar ain't selling out anywhere.
I feel like he might, depending on the city.
Yeah, DC might sell that out.
Yeah.
He brought the whole row.
Yeah, true.
You know he
like
got
50
it.
Cent?
Yeah. At the Ja Rule
Con. They notice me.
Wait, how many white kids you got in your class?
I have 170 students. I have.
That's a lot of me.
Two white kids?
This nigga's going to do a field trip to Umar.
Yeah. That's it.
That's the finesse.
And at the field trip, that's when the two white kids get expelled.
He's gonna get
kicks him out.
He's gonna get Umar for career day.
Oh my god.
Gee, can we set that up? Can we? Yo, hold on now.
You need Umar people. Johnson to, at yahoo.com.
You need people to talk to.
Nah,
students.
He got a Hotmail.
Can you book Umar?
That's a good question.
You gotta propose that. Just see the vibe is.
I think he's opening up a school too. So
that nigga ain't opening up no school, man.
Yo, $FDMG
donations,
gifts.
Is he still going to Cheesecake Factory?
With his two, yo, his two black planes. Remember?
Yeah, he said, "I'm going to White Plains. I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory."
Not White Plains. Going to Cheesecake Factory and White Plains is crazy.
Yeah, I've been to that one a
yeah,
bunch.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know that.
That's
your
time. Yeah. He's in my hood.
That's every Saturday.
Nah, I said he was good. I let people know, you know. Nobody
tapped in?
Yeah.
Omar had to tap in with you in White Plains.
Had to make sure he was good, but, you know.
Brother, am I good in this hood?
Yeah, he got the cheesecake.
How's it feel having to provide clearance for White Plains for anyone that has to come in?
Listen, man, somebody had to. I walked in and all the white
the
people
mayor
were like,
of White Plains?
Yeah, the white people were like, yo, we needed somebody.
I'm first glad. Off, if you're going to White Plains, you on a mission. You have a purpose for being there.
You need your passport and a notary public.
You're not just going there document. For vibes, you know what I'm saying?
And you moved to White Plains as a diversity hire?
That's basically, crazy. Yeah.
How is White Plains? Like, what's the... How
it's
it?
Boring. Like, bro. There's nothing to do. All the bars, they'll play, you know, Party in the USA.
That's a vibe, though.
You know...
That's not a vibe. That song stinks.
Bedrock, I heard the last time, you know, and this is in 2021.
The Young
like,
Money?
Yo! Yeah. I was like, yeah, I think I'm good on this song.
That's one of the ones.
I heard, what's the song, Every Girl the other night?
I heard that shit a decade.
Then I heard, then I heard the lyrics, and I got reminded. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know how I got on the radio.
That man should be in jail. lock his ass up.
Man said, I exchange V cards with the...
Like, what?
I was like, wait, hold wild up. Bar.
In 3 years,
that's
holler at me?
Jeez.
What is he on?
Holler at me.
In 3 years.
Miley Cyrus in about 3 years.
He should be
years.
Under the jail, bro. Him and Kels next to each other.
Nah, that's an absolute
you know how sick that. You gotta be to take the V card from a... I can't even get myself to say the second word.
I ain't even gonna say
wait, he said that.
If
this podcast is the reason Mac Man gets canceled, I'm gonna be very upset.
He
yo, look
he
at what happened.
That nigga's a nasty.
You ever think about that? That's a nasty verse, bro.
And there are a lot of nasty verses, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. They were all walling on that song.
I'm
really.
Sure it was niggas in the studio that heard that.
It was like, oh, that's fine.
That's hard.
That's
yo, it rhymes. Yeah, right.
I too
Steve?
Would exchange V cards. Like, what?
That nigga thought to exchange them with them? Damn, they smart enough to know what they exchanging? That's
what's
crazy.
The exchange rate on that?
Exchange currency.
That nigga's sick, bro. But nah, a lot of songs ain't age well. Like LL, a lot of LL shit ain't age well.
Whoa, we slandering LL Cool
J? He did that. I didn't do that.
Ladies love Cool James?
Big Ellie? Come on,
Big
shit.
Ellie?
Nobody called him that. Nobody.
They definitely called him Big Ellie.
Who called him Big
you
Ellie?
You called him Big
or
Ellie?
Or like the set of SWAT.
You had to call him Big Ellie.
If you never see the nigga in the street, you're going to be like, yo, Big Ellie. Yo, B, Big Ellie.
Yo, Big Ellie from Big across Ellie. The street. He won't even know you're calling him. That's how much
he
has
to be like,
yo,
you nasty for calling me that. Don't call me Big Ellie, bro.
It's like his street nickname.
Would you call a man Big anything?
Big Show, if I seen that nigga in the street.
Yeah, Big Show.
Yo, Big Show.
Big Show. I'm calling Big Sean Sean. I'm not calling him Big Sean, bro.
I see Big Show. I'm just going to be like, well. He going to know. What that mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like the only time I've heard people address someone with like big in front of it is when like niggas just see like random tall niggas and they don't know their name. Like, yo, big man.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
That's bouncer talk, though. Yo, big man, no hats tonight.
Hey, we not doing those hats tonight. Can't let you in with those jeans, man.
Yeah.
Acid wash, no way.
They still doing that during the pandemic? No hats, no shoes.
Gee, fuck wash tonight. I can't even go. I can't get no in up there. Bro. You a nigga in sneakers? Nah, gee.
Trying to go to a sports bar in Dykeman with a jersey on?
Only place you get in is apartment 78. That's it, bro.
It's still open?
It has to be, bro. Not apartment 78. Locksmith.
Well, Locksmith is
fuck with Locksmith.
Fine.
There's a lot of vibes in there. Shout out to Locksmith.
Yeah. It's been years since I've been there.
Every time I go in there, they have Passion Fruit playing by Drake.
They do. That's a fact.
That's the top five song ever.
Shout out to Broquette.
Yeah.
Broquette, that's my man's. Yeah. But yeah, like you can't go in no clubs uptown, like Washington Heights.
That's Manny can.
I mean, I can.
Manny can, yeah.
Manny's always clear up there.
They don't know.
They don't know, though, because they hit Manny with the Peter Griffin card. They're like, hold up, man. Don't let him in. You nigga on the borderline. A little dark.
I'm sitting there.
He tearing a little too well in the summer. I don't know.
Spanish music's playing. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I have no idea.
I don't know what the fuck.
Don't even know
on.
What they're saying.
Ah, yeah.
Yo.
There's a lot of single mothers up there. Shout out to
them. That's crazy. Shout out to the
single moms.
It'd be funny, though, because it'd be like bartenders, and then they'd be posting like, oh, I wake up in the morning taking my son to school every day. I'm like, you're supposed to do that.
Like
just because you work at a club and take your son to school, like, you don't get points for that. Like,
that'd be wild, though. Like, following somebody that's a mom like that.
Yo, come on, G.
Bro, you see nothing but a kid all day and then boom, just freaking twerking.
Yeah, going from your kid to promoting a Bible, a bottle service package is crazy. Yeah, yeah, like, yo, don't see me shake my ass. Love my son.
I'll be bartending here tonight. Yeah. I'm like, all right, man.
The duality.
And then the morning comes and then you're like, oh, there's the kid.
Hey, man, this is a City High song about that, man. What would you do? Yeah, I mean, this is City High song about that. It's fucking
wild. Yo, bottle service in the club is wild. It's a ripoff. It's a scam.
It's stupid.
I wonder, like, who was the first person to say, yeah, I'll pay more than what the bottle costs in the liquor store. And then they were like, all right, we're just going to keep moving to everybody.
Yeah. I wonder who the first person was to do a lot of shit. Like, the first nigga to ever fry some chicken.
Oh, he
or eat some shrimp.
That nigga was in his bag.
Them niggas was in their bag.
Think about the first nigga to eat oysters, yo. Who think, like, I'm going to bust this open and eat this?
No, the first nigga to make cheesecake, bruh.
Nigga. Just
how you even happen upon that? You just in your crib one day, you like,
you saw somebody make a bagel with cream cheese, and you were like, hold up.
Yeah, just think about simple shit, even like grilled cheese. Like, who the first nigga was like, yo, I'm going to put some cheese and some heat this bitch up.
It's going to be fire.
And it's going to be fire. Shit's crazy. Yeah. Shout out to the innovators.
Yo, man. It was probably going through it, though.
Nah, think about it.
You got to be going through it. You got to be going through it.
But, like, for people to look at cockroaches and be like, oh, nah, that's a cockroach. And then to look at shrimp and be like, nah, boy.
That's valid, though.
Like, whoever was the first innovator to be like, yo, let's try this shrimp thing out.
Put a little bay on it. You know what I mean?
Let's figure it out before we judge, guys. I know it looks crazy, but.
Or eat like a lobster or some shit, like, yo.
Yeah, yeah. With some teriyaki sauce, it's going to go crazy.
The first nigga to stain some crabs was on or something.
Yeah,
I want to shake that. I want to shake that person's thing.
There was a tweet that said, like, imagine being General Tso's soldiers and you see them fry that shit.
Definitely, you'll give up your life for a nigga like that, cooking like that. Like, yo, this nigga.
We riding now.
This nigga's it's the future. Old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, make him the greatest general.
If you're the nigga that made General Tso's chicken, how angry are you that another nigga saw your recipe and said sesame seeds?
Now you got a whole different.
You got a whole different thing because you copied the whole flow and then just on your salt base shit, you just put some sesame seeds.
Now it's sesame seeds.
What Denzel said, Blue Magic. It's a brand name.
Stand by it. I guarantee it.
It's a brand name.
Oh my god.
Nigga put sesame seeds.
Switch out
chicken.
The packaging. Still the same shit.
It took out the whole hood.
Yo, bro. That nigga's a criminal, man.
Yeah, nah, Colonel Sanders. That's another one, bro.
His chicken stinks.
He stole that from niggas, though. He tried to gentrify a chicken.
He definitely gentrified chicken. Yeah.
He made it okay for white people. Not as spicy.
I will say, though, them little...
he made it safe for them.
They had chicken minis before Chick-fil-A did it. I forgot what the fuck they was called, but them bitches used to slide. They had the motherfucker...
Popcorn chicken, nigga?
Nah.
The shit with the sliders.
Had like the mayonnaise and the pickle.
Yeah, they could have been innovators. They could have been innovators.
They should have kept them Jones.
Yeah.
Because the bun was perfectly warmed around the chicken. Everything was just perfect.
This may be too much chicken talk for one day.
No, it's never too much.
No, we were outside waiting for the Popeyes.
Coming from the nigga who requested 6 biscuits. Come on, G.
He was wild.
I just wanted to see what was. Yo, I ordered an extra biscuit. I had the first one. And I was like, yo, I'm not me.
I'm about to die right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My throat is closing, G.
I reached for the Bev and I was like, yo, if I was a little bit further, I wouldn't have been here right now.
That nigga turned into the Mr. Krabs meme. Yeah. Going to start spinning. Gee, that's crazy. But nah, shout out to Popeyes holding it down.
It looked out. Send us hit.
KFC is white.
The hottie sauce is fire.
These niggas sat on the trunk of a car.
Hey, man.
Tenders.
You gotta take it back.
Sauce.
I feel judged.
Biscuits. Did you even have jelly for your biscuits?
I feel judged.
Nah, I tried.
You are a sick.
I don't do jelly.
Who got time?
The fuck?
Yeah, I don't have jelly.
Whoa, let's spin a block.
School shooter vibes.
What you got against jelly?
It's just the texture is mad like.
What?
It's jelly.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
So how you feel
it.
About peanut butter?
I'm allergic to peanuts, so.
Oh, this nigga
allergic to everything. He can't do peanuts. He can't do grass.
I'm allergic. Yeah,
you hate nature, nigga.
Listen, bro.
You are not for climate control, I can tell.
I got it out the mud, though. And actually,
clearly, because you damn sure.
Yeah. You ain't had no other choice, nigga. Yeah. It was either the mud or concrete. What you want me to do?
Yo.
Big asphalt.
I did go to Alaska before, like. When I was younger. Because
grass is the last thing they got.
Nah, I was like, this place could use some beaches. And I was sitting there. So,
Alaska?
Yeah.
Alaska. Well,
get rid of, you know, the glaciers.
I mean, Earth, they're working on it. They're working on it, bro.
say, yo, fuck the Earth.
If the Bronx can have a beach, so can Alaska.
But the Bronx beach is like, I don't know.
You don't go there.
I go to Orchard Beach. I go there just to like... Alright.
You scout.
That's why you can drink
bro.
Four Loko nah, the way yeah, you do.
I take I get on the bus to go there too. I get on the bus, go in the water, and take the bus back home.
You get in the water?
Yeah, bro.
Why you different. Think bro?
I'm 25% Puerto Rican. I have to touch the water at least.
It's like
once
it's
a year.
Like a video game. You nigga, like radioactive,
man. The water here is not even 25% water, my nigga.
That's how you stay Puerto Rican, bro. Why do you like? This is why Puerto Ricans don't know Spanish. If they don't touch the water,
yeah, the Puerto Ricans don't know Spanish. Like a video game, like a bonus, minus yeah. 5 strength. Game
exactly,
water.
You gotta, go there. Gotta go to
so you,
City
you gotta
Island.
Go there and recharge your powers. How?
Yo, yeah, that's
is this like
Spider-Man
side missions. Is
yeah,
basically
yeah,
what happened.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Orchard Beach water is a side mission.
Yo, Bronx niggas is different, bro.
Listen, man.
Shout out to the Bronx, but y'all niggas is wild, bro.
Like, I see why the Yankees tried to leave. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, they did.
The Bronx is humbling.
They really tried to leave you, listen, niggas.
The Bronx is very humbling. You got Yankee Stadium and a beach.
Yo, that McDonald's next to Yankee Stadium is the most dangerous environment I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That place is wild.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's the only place, I'm usually good everywhere, but that's the only place I'm like, I don't feel safe here, G. Like, some shit's about to go down. Like,
nah, bro.
Mad crackheads, needles.
Yeah, they'll take your wallet.
Take your wallet. You got to check your bag before you even get in the Yankee Stadium, so you got to find, one of the little ring-ding shops to put it in.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, shit is crazy, man.
You're going to gentrify all of New York City. They can't move Yankee Stadium.
It's impossible, bro. It's those people standing outside the stores keeping it alive.
Like, I tell niggas all the time, the Bronx is the last frontier, bro. Yeah, once some niggas gentrify the Bronx, all hope is lost.
Yeah. They already started, though.
That shit, they fake. They doing it block by block. Brooklyn, they did that shit in 2 years. It was right.
Nah, Brooklyn, yo, the amount of gentrification crazy. In Brooklyn is wild, bro.
Shout out to Barclays.
That's where it all started. I
feel like you can blame them.
Shout the
blame Hov.
It's really Hov.
The blame Hov.
Hashtag blame Hov. Niggas don't want to say it. It's true.
Blame Hov.
Flatbush Ave started turning into signs that say North Flatbush.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck is a
Stuyvesant Heights is Best Eye? Come on, man.
All right, so I know the title deal is going to happen. I'm going to just go ahead and cancel my my application for that.
Nah, it's all good. Shout out to the title. Yeah,
shout out to the title. Cut the check.
Nah, it's too late now.
All love.
I'm going to get some white people to do the podcast. Yeah, I gentrify, right?
So we got a curse title, white people. Yeah. Yo, we just done. You're going to be on SoundCloud like a motherfucker.
Yeah, bro.
Going to be on Google Play exclusively.
New shit.
Fucking band.
Amazon.
Band camp. You're going to be on your podcast.
Two
day
boys.
Yeah. And they're gonna be on not right like a motherfucker, man.
Hot new hip hop.
You're only gonna
do an IG live podcast from here on out.
Oh my god.
New shit.
Yeah. The Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta
do.
That's what
he Manny does? One time. Listen, man. Yeah, Manny is the original Kevin Samuels. Remember when you was getting drunk on your birthday?
Oh,
bro,
nah.
That shit had me die.
I don't know what made me think, oh, yeah, I'm going to take a shot for every person that joins my IG Live. And it's going to work out.
That nigga said, what up, Vince?
I'm like, yo, this nigga tripping, G.
But I remember I drank a whole bottle of Henny White, and then I went up, got the bottle of Ciroc, started drinking it, and then somebody commented, yo, did you mix? And then that was the last thing I remember. I blacked out. It was a fucking...
He was just on IG. Fucked up, G. Yeah. Fucked up. Oh, yeah. Man, girls was... in the comments like, Manny, are you okay?
No, this nigga is dead.
That nigga was slumped.
Called the cops.
Did you call even end the IG or did you like
it?
Pass
just faded
out?
To black. I'm like, I don't know.
I woke up.
Somebody just came in the room and turned off his phone. Like, yo, he's done.
Yo, I was playing Pop Smoke. I was fucking
tripping.
Yo, I remember I took like more than 20 shots. And then I don't know why I thought, yeah.
That was peak.
This nigga's still alive right now.
This was like 2 weeks into COVID.
Early
happening.
Pandemic.
Yes.
That's why I remember it. Yeah.
Early pandemic.
I'm like, yeah. That was a different time, G.
Bro, I remember Demon Time. There was girls swallowing two bananas at once. Yeah. I was like, oh, nah. Joey
Demon
Chestnut.
Time was fun for like three
shout
weeks.
Shout out to my man. Damn, what the fuck is his name? Oh.
You really want to shout him
yeah,
out?
The Dominican
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, yes.
Oh. Yo, yeah, the Dominican dude,
with the meat,
they were
the
giving
meat,
it up.
Yes, yeah.
They was giving it up. I don't know what.
I remember sending me that, like, yo, watch this. Don something. That
Don
shit was crazy.
Oh, my fucking God. I was literally posting his pictures the other day.
Yeah, he had the bottle service.
Don Miguelo. There
yes.
We go. There we go.
He had the bottle service.
He had all the 44 girls
all the
from steaks.
The yard. All crazy. The steaks. Carne.
Yeah. He had all the 44. All the 44 legends in DR was going crazy on
that's a fact.
Shout out to them, man.
Early pandemic was really wild as shit.
Demon, was fire,
niggas
bro.
Was doing anything.
Outside of niggas dying, it was low key fire.
Niggas was on June. If you take away, if you take away the death,
like the pandemic really wasn't that
streets
bad.
Streets was empty. You know what I mean, like
oh no,
stimulus summer.
Stimmy.
Yeah.
Yo, it's been a while since a nigga got a stimulus.
Stimmy had niggas up.
I'm telling you, all
unemployment
I need...
STEMI combo was crazy.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
I ain't never seen that much money. I was like, hold on, man.
he was there. Because when we got to STEMI, I got STEMI and I had just got laid off from work.
Oh, yeah. That
so
was different.
I got the STEMI and then the severance check on the same day. You couldn't tell me shit.
It was so hard, dude. My instant, like, don't buy a chain. Don't buy a chain.
That nigga was up. I called him. I said, I ain't going back to work this year.
That nigga was up. I was like, yo, this is crazy.
I ain't going home. I was on unemployment for like 3 weeks. So I was like, this ain't that bad.
Nah, I got laid off. And I was like, oh, shit. What am I going to do? Then they said, oh, we got a severance. And I'm like, oh, all right. Then I saw it. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, pandemic. Keep going. Yeah, live life.
It's only crazy because my job gave us the option, like, could either get laid off or you could keep working when COVID first happened. Ooh. And I was like, no, I'm gonna just keep working. It'll be over soon. I looked at all my friends enjoyed it somehow. I was like, yo, you in Cancun getting crab legs going crazy. I haven't seen a crab leg on a story.
I feel like that's the one thing 7 months. Do.
When the last time you seen a Azul bottle?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I haven't seen a
Azul bottle.
It's been a while.
Classe's looking at their stock like, yo, what happened?
What the fuck happened, G?
We're trying to get Biden to give one more stimulus.
And then
like,
you
yo.
Remember niggas was throwing the underground parties, the secret COVID parties?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was so funny.
Didn't one get shut down? It was like under the Brooklyn Bridge or something?
Yeah, it was like 20 niggas. 100,000 niggas.
Club with 100,000 niggas.
Nah, man.
Early. That's when the city had outside drinks, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I was getting
Steinway
fucked
Steinway was looking like Vegas, nigga. Like, I'm like, yo, this is different, G.
Nah, we had.
Block is different. That remember when that girl was stripping in the street uptown? Like, shit was just wild.
Yo, just going money crazy. Yeah, fireworks were going off
fireworks?
Every night.
Nah, niggas was definitely.
Niggas went on a fireworks.
The FBI street. Was like giving niggas fireworks allegedly.
Yeah.
Remember?
They definitely did. Yo, from sundown to sunup, fireworks all day.
I ain't gonna hold you. Summer before last was kind of lit. 2020 summer was kind of.
If you really.
I ain't gonna hold you.
You put like, it in perspective.
Like, in hindsight, we can look back. Like,
we couldn't work. We all had money.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about seeing white people.
You were
people.
Basically forced to save your money, too, because you
couldn't
go
like,
out.
You couldn't like, take a trip or nothing. Yeah, so you think about it, you in the crib, up man's, niggas outside partying, buying bottles. It's like.
Nigga, I bought more pairs of shoes in 2 years than I've ever bought.
Gee.
Buying sneakers to stay in the crib is.
Just to stay in the crib.
That's a bold move.
Nigga, I bought the self-lacing shits.
Nah, so self-lacing sneakers.
He
stay home.
This nigga's wildin'.
Yeah. Yo, I don't like leaving my house.
He was
wildin' with the stimmy.
He was wildin'. I was like, yo.
He was going to adopt a white baby. He looked into
it. I see.
That's how much money
he could have got it for cheap, too.
The market was.
The white baby market was booming.
I think I had bought I bought a new Xbox, then a PS5, then another new Xbox.
This nigga's wild. Yeah.
No reason. He plugged the Xbox into the Xbox. Like,
that's because.
Yeah,
that's because.
Like, niggas was just doing dumb shit.
It was that Chappelle skit. Hide the money, y'all.
Hide the money, y'all. It's poor people around.
With your broke ass.
That's what niggas was up, man. That shit was fun, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
I bought both those systems, and that Xbox has not been on in
that shit's Xbox
10
sucks.
Months.
Oh, whoa. That's
about for white men. White men.
It is. Xbox, Mountain Dew, Doritos, that's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Whites.
I play both systems. I had never seen so much racism like I did on Xbox Live.
Nah, all the racism shit in video games low-key happens on Xbox.
It's a fact. Modern Warfare 2,
you
would get called a nigga every game.
I was just playing the Avengers shit on there, and some white kid was telling me, like, be the Black Panther, bitch. I'm going off. I was like, yo, come on, child. This child yelled at me.
Said, be the Black Panther,
be bitch. The Black Panther, bitch.
Xbox, wow.
He was crying. Bro. He was like, I'm not going to be the Black Panther.
I'm like, damn, my bad, bro.
Pick low key instead.
Were you the Black Panther?
I had to be. Oh. Shit. I was going to say no. That nigga, he's all you know. So I can get doxxed. I don't know.
Gonna punch his mom. He was so mad, bro.
Yeah, dude. Bro.
My condolences.
Put his mom, his family's at risk because I didn't want to be the Black Panther. Hell no. That nigga's on the edge.
Yo.
That shit's crazy, man.
The only thing I feel like I didn't do during the pandemic was go to Tulum.
That song, yeah. Oh,
I did go. Oh, see, yeah. I went. No, I went, and then a hurricane happened, and we were stuck indoors for.
I do remember that happening.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I do remember that. Yep. Weren't you on like a cruise or something?
No, I was in the hotel, and then they were like, "Oh yeah, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain in a couple of days." I'm like, "Oh, that's gonna suck," but we're still gonna be lit. And crazy. Then the next day, they're like, "Oh yeah, it's a hurricane. We're gonna evacuate all you guys from your rooms, and you got to go to like the hurricane room or whatever." I was like,
"The niggas had a hurricane room,
yeah, what the bro." Fuck? We were all. It was the entire hotel filled with people, and then we were all
having a sleepover.
Yo, we were sleeping on the floor. I was like, "Yo, nah, this is crazy." And then it even
did they refund y'all the money?
Nah.
Oh, no, I'd have told him to kiss my ass. He got me fucked up.
You think I could go back and ask, though? It's been like a year and a half.
It's clip now. Them niggas don't remember
you. They don't remember you.
They're going to be, you know how many Mannies come through here?
How many Mannies come through here during the pandemic? Yo,
get out of here,
you
bro.
Know how many Mannies was in that hurricane room? You weren't getting
special Manny.
I'm Manny.
Who do you think you are?
Manny 25.
Nah, shit, that shit is crazy, man. Early pandemic shit was wild.
It's all Banks' fault.
Always comes back.
Can't explain it, but
blame it on Banks. Blame it on Banks, man.
Always his fault.
He could have did more.
He could have stopped the pandemic.
He could have stopped that shit.
I think he could have.
I'm just thinking of Banks in the lab coat. Like, yes. You see, remember that Offset meme when he looking at the stuff? I'm going to figure this shit out, y'all.
Banks is Offset looking at the lab. Yeah. He's also Young Thug at the bar.
Oh, yep. Well, Young Thug at the computer. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Young Thug figured that shit out. I don't know what he was looking at.
He was probably looking at the pandemic. I was like, oh, shit, it's a rap for niggas.
let me sell some of this stock because this shit is about to crash, man. Shit is crazy, man. Yeah. Shout out to the Bronx.
Yeah. Why are we shouting out the Bronx? So good about the Bronx.
You have to every couple
Bronx
minutes.
Bronx is dangerous. I don't want issues with them niggas, man. So I'm going to keep shouting about.
Murder niggas.
Exactly.
Like that's why.
Shout out to them.
It builds, you know, character.
Murdering niggas builds character.
Yeah, you lived in the Bronx your whole life?
Until I was like 19. Yeah.
So you probably had murder someone.
That's why I was like,
no officer.
I didn't want to ask him on camera, but since we here.
This guy's DJ Vlad.
I mean.
So who shot at the body? Where did you put it?
So where's the gun? Talking to the mic?
Vlad interviewing niggas and not being in the room is crazy.
It's wild.
Via laptop?
They're talking into an iPad, bro.
Yeah.
Wait, legit?
Yeah.
He's never in the room with anybody.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he never meets
a whole
people.
Bunch of niggas that love talking about police shit.
He got to protect himself. He don't want to be associated with the niggas.
Yeah, you see what he's sitting there like, you hear what they're talking about? Yeah. I'm not going to be in the room with these guys.
Because niggas don't even be like, yeah, I killed the nigga in 89. Yeah, that was my first body. I don't want to share with this nigga.
No. You're a dangerous person.
Don't even be asking the questions, too. For some reason, when you're in the room with him, you just want to talk about everything wrong you did in your life.
The only nigga that went on there right was Pee Wee Longway. I went to school, nigga.
I went to school. I
was a school guy.
He was like, so you're a Crip, right? You wear a lot of blue. He's like, no, I just like.
Just like the color.
Just like the color.
Brings out my eyes, bro. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, man.
Bro, that's a crazy question to ask somebody. So you're a Crip, right? You like wearing blue? And you're not a cop?
That nigga's an officer, bro. Him and them. What's the other nigga? Adam 22.
Adam
nigga?
22.
That nigga is
fuck
police.
That weirdo ass nigga.
That nigga is police, bro.
Yeah.
White people.
Imagine, what if he was like, yo, I'm going to have y'all niggas on.
He's white, absolutely not.
Come on the platform.
I declined. Before we walked in,
Banks,
he said,
would you do it? Would you go on No Jumper? I had to check.
He actually has an appointment booked there next week.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see Banks on No Jumper. I'm like, I'm in the comments. Like, nigga.
You know he would. It.
That's what I'm saying. He do.
He's white.
Yeah.
He's white.
He do be having a lot of people.
I promise. Davis will be the only white man to appear on Undisputed Hater.
Nope. They did that shit without Clarence, and they knew that was
funny. That's the funniest episode to me.
They knew that shit was going to piss
me
off.
This nigga was astonished.
Come to work next time, bro.
That's true, Sasha. Come to work, nigga.
Legit, I remember it was supposed to be the three of us, and it's just me and Banks, and then we're just like, yo, I don't think this thing's coming to work. And I was like, all right. Call Davis.
This nigga's Dylon.
And we didn't even say nothing. We just honestly, Davis got on, and I just hit Banks hit record.
Niggas did a whole episode. Episode was fine.
That man cut a whole promo.
Nigga went 30 minutes, like
Bars,
Roman.
First
just
verse.
Like Roman. 30 minutes.
The ether beat playing in the background.
He was going crazy.
That could have been a treadmill pro a promo for all we know?
Yeah, straight from us.
It really be your own friends. That's why you can't, like,
nigga, you can't when you gonna show people. Up to work, nigga? Hey, man.
I saw the ratings after that
hey,
episode.
Hey, man, I show up when I want to show up. Shit.
I'm going to do it now.
Why, ain't that some
why
shit?
Why we not getting more episodes out of you niggas, man? Let's talk about it, G.
Answer the question.
Let's talk about it.
Because I be working.
Working? Everybody work, nigga.
Yeah, bro. Nah, I did 60 like hours this week.
I do 60 hours every day.
You and you Diddy got teacher. The same 24 hours, exactly. bro. You just not Diddy.
Drink your tea. Coffee, you drink coffee or tea. Yeah. That's it. That's all you really got to do.
And yelling at kids.
These kids teach themselves nowadays.
I had to bring up two fights this week.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
Listen, man.
One of which kid got his fucking shit hit open by a goddamn pair of brass knuckles.
Should have protected himself.
Nigga, was he fighting William Regal, nigga?
What? I'm sorry, what? You teach like 16-year-olds. Why are we bringing brass knuckles
yeah,
in?
Yeah, bro.
And hey, ECW shit is this, yeah. man.
That shit was crazy.
You gotta teach them how to properly squabble. You can't go off brass knuckles at 16.
Like
new
Craig
kids
Dad?
Is different, man. new kids is different, man. They ain't got no rules, man. Yo, learning from the Instagram and the rap.
You got to respect your own hands, though. Like, if you need some brass knuckles in a school fight.
They don't respect their hands. Don't know
that's
how to fight.
Crazy. That's the one thing about, like, being a teacher I can always respect. You niggas breaking up fights is crazy. I definitely would be taking
I'd be recording.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there I'm like, yo, that's
crazy. I'm
definitely
going to let you fight. And then I'm going to treat it like some hockey shit. I'm going to let you fight for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Get this out of you.
Yeah, get your shit off, and then that's it, man.
Nah, but school fights are never just regular. Like, they always break out into some next shit. Like, yo, why you got to flip the desk over, though?
Got to.
Like, why the fucking
got to.
It's not enough space, bro.
What's the worst school fight y'all ever seen, bro?
Oh, nah. I see my man's Kenny. He's one of the co-hosts on here.
Oh, God.
He fucking turned around, picked some dude up, and then from the back of the room all the way to the front of the room, just slammed him into the wall. I was
Oh, hell nah.
Yo, he was looking like Aaron Donald. Yeah, I was like, yo.
Nah, that's nuts.
Nigga Thanos.
Yeah. I saw that shit. I was like, I'm glad he's my friend.
Yeah, I'm happy I'm on his side, bro. What the fuck? What about y'all? What's the worst school fight y'all ever seen?
Seen or involved?
Y'all see.
Both for you.
This guy's a teacher, bro.
Involved then. I think I told y'all this. I was in like 8th grade. I snuck.
I don't think I noticed.
It was two bras fighting.
It's like a bra.
Ah, listen,
you,
man.
You,
no, absolutely not.
Sorry, no, I didn't hear this story. It's going to be why there's no more undisputed hitter. Whatever happens after this.
I was in like 8th grade, man. These two bros was fighting, you know, once we got home from school and shit. Next thing I know, the punch slapped me in the back of my motherfucking face. My glasses fly off. Oh, I can't see without my glasses.
Attack?
Yeah, nigga snuck me. What the fuck is funny, bitch?
Banks is over there dying, G.
Nah, so he's only laughing because he set it up.
He sent
the hit.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He sent them.
I can't see without my glasses. So once my glasses like flew off, it was just downhill from there.
Yeah,
he like jabbed me like two more times. I ain't falling nothing.
Bro, that gotta be crazy. Like, if you can't
do?
See and you just have to take the L,
and they can just swung.
So you. So the funny shit was, the funny
women,
was,
they were just like, "Fuck this."
I have no idea who the dude was. I know who he is now. I never forget his name. I hope he. Fucking doing terrible in life. The guy, he was sitting like 3 rows behind me. This is when I sat in like front of the bus.
You were front of the bus, nigga? You fucked up right there.
Yeah, early on I was.
No, nigga.
Always sit in the middle of the back, G.
Middle of the back, yeah, G. Bro. What are you doing?
I was in front, minding my business, just cooling out.
You don't get the mind business in the front. Yeah, you mind business in the back.
Yeah, you can't. You're not even aware of your surroundings.
I turned around. I seen him talking to somebody else. I was like, yo, what y'all talking about? They was like, oh, nothing. Next thing I know, I'm getting my shit knocked off.
He rocked you to sleep.
I didn't even go to sleep. I just lost my glasses.
He
and that
got
shit just,
cooked. Bro, he's like, just laying on the ground like, damn.
I didn't even fall. I just lost see right my now. Glasses. I cannot stress this. I just lost my glasses. And once I couldn't see, it was like everything was a blur.
Crazy, Jim.
My condolences.
I picked my glasses up and I didn't see him again. Never saw him to this
day. He just ran, nigga?
I've never seen him again.
I'm blind. You were on the bus.
Yeah, like, was it just, like, it's a school bus.
Something's missing here.
No, we got on the bus.
Scene of shame.
You mean to tell me, oh, so this was like, we getting off the bus and I'm going to slap the shit out of you and keep booking
it? Two bras was fighting before it happened. So during that little scrum and shit, next thing I know, my glasses getting fucking knocked off my face.
I'm kind of confused.
So he caught me while I was watching.
Wait,
two
so
others.
Two bros was fighting, and then another nigga was like, I'm a sneaky
this is my
watch
opportunity.
This nigga
yeah.
right now.
My opportunity to snuff this
How
nigga.
How you get sucker punched in an alternate fight?
Bro, He got third party. I watched party, two bro.
Bras fight. You got like, third shit. Party snuffed.
That's some WWE shit. Like that's how Stone Cold got hit. Man,
when I take that L.
You know how in the new Spider-Man trailer, there's that nigga that gets punched and it looks like it's by a lizard. Yeah, 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 lizard. That's you. That was you. Cold punch.
It was bad. I was small.
Well, I'm telling you, it was. Man, Banks sent the head. Yeah, no, it was Banks that snuffed him.
He went back in the past and was like, I'm gonna get this nigga, man.
This is why Banks feels so close to you. He's like, we're brothers. Yeah, I remember.
I sent the
Banks
hit.
Banks sent the hit, goddamn. He thought
the rock
was
before
that?
Them shots was fired.
Shit, that was. Y'all ever like realize? 16 years ago.
You ever realize how little you actually know about Banks' life?
I just know this nigga.
The motherfucker's a simulation.
Banks is like an AI. He's an iOS.
Bruh, he's a robot. Yeah. He doesn't exist.
He's Kawhi's doppelganger. Y'all seen Us?
Yeah.
He's us. He's Tether.
He's Ultron. Wow. But like the Compton.
It makes sense.
The Compton Ultron. It
makes sense.
I'm about to see it. He's not even from Compton, right?
Jesus.
My bad.
Yo, Doug, what's the worst fight you seen, man?
I mean, I went to high school with the white kids, so they're all bad, honestly.
See?
Slap boxing.
This is a lot of slap boxing.
Ain't no real fights. He never saw no blood.
I've seen a nigga die.
Yeah. I've seen somebody get punched into a urinal. Like, you ain't seen that.
I've seen a lot of, like,
that's crazy.
Like, one hitters.
One hitter's always fun.
What's the worst one? Sophomore year. It is. I just got moved up to varsity football. Mm-hmm. There was a kid on our team. He's about 5'4". 5'4", Puerto Rican. But remember, I went to Fort Hamilton, so we're in Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
So this is capital of, like, we say the N-word everywhere. Yeah. Because ain't no black people in this area.
A Bronx hell. A lot of movies being thrown, all right.
So.
Yo, that's crazy.
Movies.
So I don't know about y'all, but with kids in our high school, especially, like, kids that weren't black, they loved claiming gangs. Like, niggas really loved, like, claiming to be blood, even though,
that's
like,
a crip now.
No affiliation outside of, like, hey, I kind of like Lil Wayne's music. Okay. Right?
Your mom actually picks you up from school in the, in the van.
Nigga, your school is a block away. You walk home to your big, nice ginger house, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing happens here. Mm-hmm. So, at that time, I don't know if, like, for you guys, but, like, high school was, like, zone schools here.
Right.
So, like, there was a whole bunch of black kids in Fort Hamilton and Bay Ridge, but all of us lived in, like, East New York and Flatbush, a.k.a. we were there illegally. But this kid was walking around one day, blasting Lil Wayne shit, had on a red flag on his ankle, actually. Wore it during practice, right?
It's like Fireman Wayne era, huh?
So practice is over, and I noticed that, like, no one has spoken to this kid all day. So one of the seniors on the team comes into, like, the JV locker room, and just all you hear is, yo, why do you have that flag on your ankle? And the dude goes, oh, I just felt like it. He's like, do you know what that means?
White confidence.
He was like, yeah, I'm a blood.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Chad.
Yeah, straight face. He's like, I'm a blood. The senior that stood up to him, we used to actually call him Compton because he's from Compton. 6'8". Nah. 360. So, like, if he's asking
fighting Von Miller.
Yo, Von Miller. If he's asking you about this, I'm gonna feel like you just need to tell the truth.
Yeah, opt out, G.
So he keeps going. He's like, oh, no, I'm about this life. And he asks him to claim a set. Takes 45 seconds, no answer. All you hear is a loud bang. He punched his face into the locker.
Oh, hell no.
Kid runs out, two knots. Expanded.
CTE is going crazy.
It's the world.
You ever see someone like bump into something and then like the knot is like actively growing and spreading?
Yeah, titties. Okay, on
that shit went from like two.
To a basketball.
That shit turned
Send
into
the titties
a.
Is out.
That shit turned into a sound bar on his head.
Gee.
Yeah, he didn't come back. He quit the team.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it. That'll be it for
me. We never saw him again.
Yeah, they grew up to be Mason Rudolph and Miles Garrett. They had the same interaction all over again.
Adam Theismann.
That's how Bay Ridge operates. Yeah. They're very Crackerville.
There was definitely no zone schools where I was. Like, I literally took the train. I took two. It was like two trains and a bus to get to school.
My favorite story on the podcast.
I'm like, yo, fam, like, bro, this shit is crazy.
I did that once.
Then you say your pops could have took you to school.
Yo, it's a 15-minute drive, But my dad's like, nah, bro.
Get it out the mud.
Oh, my God. I got to wake up 3 hours before school starts to make it on time. Like, bro, that like, shit was crazy.
I had a crazy, like, junior high commute because I used to live – we lived in Harlem at the time. And my school was all the way in Coney Island.
Oh, no. Nah,
so, like, that's an insane commute. Yeah, but
that's the
– What you learning?
The plot of Warriors. That's legit the plot of Warriors, bro.
But, like, that wasn't because, like, my parents said they couldn't drive me. It's not – yeah, Dad, well, I don't know why he couldn't drive you, bro.
He's tired.
15 minutes and you got to
15 minutes, though? No. But you got to think about it like this. Like, it's a 15-minute drive, but I could sleep for, like, 2 more hours.
My kid has to go on a trek every day, bro.
Gotta figure it out. It's insane that our parents are sending us on the train at like 7 years old. Like, figure it out.
Yeah, now I'll be looking. Now I'm like, yo, really? Kids, 14, they take the train.
Coffee and bacon, egg, and cheese in the air.
Dog. I used to be late to school every day because I'd make sure I get a bagel and like the back of the New York Post. I was like, I ain't got shit else.
This kid was 47 6 years old.
Niggas paying taxes.
Nigga, they didn't let me go. I was so late during, I think, 7th grade. My assistant principal, she was like one of my biggest haters, honestly. Fuck Miss Chung if she sees this. And here's this. She didn't let me go to my junior high school prom because she tallied up my lateness for 7th and 8th grade.
That's hate.
This was unacceptable.
That's hater shit.
She held you accountability. I'm with it.
That's your origin. That's your origin story right there.
Nah,
make some noise.
I was like, I remember. This was middle of seventh grade.
That's why you early to everything.
Except today. Except today. You know what? Next time we throw a party, you're not invited, bro. Unacceptable.
I remember walking to like, I think my media class. I'm walking to the bathroom. But like, you know how niggas just take an extra stroll when you're on the floor by yourself?
Yeah, you just gotta, you know.
I happened to walk past, I think it was like my social studies teacher's room. Assistant principal was in there.
Hey, what you on?
And both of my parents was in there. I was like, you niggas had a secret meeting?
Yeah,
no. Oh, damn.
They knew you were going there, bro.
Had an intervention.
Yeah, bro. Get your ass in this room right now.
Let's talk.
Yeah.
She tried to pitch that maybe school was too far for me.
So I
just a bit. I mean, if you're going from Harlem all the way to Coney Island every morning.
We made it through, though.
We never
left.
Yo, so, Mark, I got a question. So, parent-teacher conferences, right? You dealing with badass kids, right? How do you explain that to their parents? Like,
kid sucks.
Your kid is trash.
Ironically enough, I'm dealing with a situation right now where a kid failed my class, right? Don't show up.
Yeah.
When he do show up, he don't do shit.
Right.
Mom, we just had a parent-teacher conference. It's like, go. When I tell you, she tried to blame every teacher.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you did make them read the 48 Laws of Power 7 times.
Right.
In 1 year. You can only read the book but so many times.
They're too young for Rich Dad Poor Dad.
These motherfucking kids don't read. They don't do shit. But these parents that don't hold their kids accountable.
That'd be the issue, bro. Like, I don't know.
That's really the problem.
Yeah.
I try to be nice and I try not to embarrass the kid, but it's also like, yo, like, bitch, what is you doing?
So what do you do at that point though? You just be like, fuck it, like I can only do so much.
I can only do so much, and I think all my students, you know, parents that I've spoken with, know I do anything for my students.
Right.
Except pass them. Apparently,
you gonna hit summer school.
He's like, yeah, I don't know why my kids' parents love their kids so much.
I just try to hold my students accountable.
Now, you gotta ride for your guys. Nah, it's your fault my kid didn't pass.
Nah, I don't give homework over breaks.
Wow, that's good teaching right there.
Wow.
I don't do that.
Yeah, make some noise.
What a guy. You got a Noriega that one. Make some noise.
No homework.
Nah, Thanksgiving break, winter break. Nah, that's just dumb. It's like, it's a fucking break. Like, do that. Break.
I used to hate them fucking packets.
Bro, yeah. Why it gotta be a package?
It defeats the purpose.
Like, why it gotta be a fucking package?
Like, it's like I know I'm gonna have to reteach everything, but it's just like, why the fuck am I giving them work to do over a break?
And it's not even like, you know, they're gonna learn it.
It's just busy.
They're just gonna try to cram it all in one, you know, one shot.
I do remember getting packages, but the teachers I had, I guess shout outs to them. Like that week before you go on break,
yeah.
They would like barely teach anything.
y'all got the package.
Just knock out this package for the week. It's only crazy because my school couldn't really afford ink. So I'm like, yo, so you want to give the packet? You want to give the packet?
Listen, I went to
And the whole thing is, she's like, all right, so use your imaginations for questions 4 and 5. You know, just make it.
Use your imagination.
Do an equation somewhere and figure it out. I'm like, all right.
I don't know what New York City public education you were involved with.
Listen,
but I know where I was.
I was in private school.
We had to roll. You're supposed to have the resources.
Private schools in New York are public schools. Anywhere else.
Low key.
All they do is charge up the brick.
Yeah, it's the same shit. You just got
to
wear it.
Oh, you went to a private school?
Yeah.
Wow, rich.
Nah.
Wealthy.
Definitely not.
Wait, for like all your years?
Yeah.
That's cash.
It is.
This nigga eating.
That's wealth.
Last stop checks. Make some noise for that. Yes, sir.
Yo, shout out to the parents out there.
You were the kid that white folks felt comfortable.
That's right.
That's why you didn't
grow up. I definitely did not grow up around the white.
Now white planes make sense.
Yeah. I don't know.
White planes, emo night. Come on now.
Come on now. This is why you went to emo night.
Yeah. Now we're putting a piece.
Some noise for that. Yeah.
You're trying to restore the feeling.
I'm secretly, I love white people on the low. I'm just.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's why this is your podcast.
Nah, bro. Nah.
That's crazy.
Definitely not. There wasn't even any like. I think there was like 4 white kids in our entire class, like of like 100 and something people.
Oh, so that's why you ain't have no resources.
Yeah.
Niggas was not.
There was no quotas. There was no affirmative action for the whites.
Yeah, they wear uniform and all that shit.
Every day,
that's
tie.
Gross. That's gross.
A cardigan.
That's gross.
Nigga had on a master's jacket.
Nigga dressed like Mr. Bentley. That's
crazy. Flynn O'Hara's. Nah, but like. I don't know why these schools pick terrible colorways too.
Niggas had to go to Cookies.
Niggas
to
get their fits.
You got to
Yeah, was you at Cookies?
You was at Cookies.
Nah,
I
was at Flynn O'Hara.
Got the shoes from Vims
on Zariga, and yo, the line used to be around the city, like bro, that Flynn O'Hara.
Especially
and,
like before school start, like that.
Oh,
school
that week before.
Yeah.
Yo, and then I didn't listen. Flynn O'Hara started the whole body shaming movement in New York. Because why are you calling me husky? Like, don't do no husky
all
bands,
the chubby
bro.
Kids
bro.
In husky.
Yeah, I'm like, bro. Yeah, like, bro, these husky. Are just 38. At 10 years old, I'm...
You was going through it in high school.
Nigga, the husky actually, section going crazy.
Yeah, nah.
Heard you.
No, he hated it.
That shit was...
Summertime was rough.
I was running around with a towel.
Nigga, my public school tried to make us wear uniform for 1 year, and niggas was like, we're not going.
Bro. Oh, no, sir.
Not going, G.
Damn, y'all ain't had to wear uniform?
Hell no.
To be honest, it kind of did. I would prefer uniform if I'm going to school because I don't got to worry about my fits. You know, Clark's.
But that's uniform. The thing, but that's the thing it. Is, kids would still find a way to bully you. Like, oh, this thing is cheap ass clothes.
Not because you had to get it's your uniform though. From the same
that
spot.
Nigga wearing a clip on tie?
Yeah, nigga. You still got no real tie on, nigga. Who is you?
It's crazy though. I don't think they don't do that no more.
What?
The uniform shit? Or
nah, they just they don't be frying niggas. They got on no more. It's like other shit.
Oh, yeah, nah, yeah.
What they got on, it's like, to be caring.
Really? Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Wonder what they kids get roasted about now, like.
Mom's having OnlyFans.
So. I ain't gonna come clear.
Roasting somebody because their mom's got an
OnlyFans. I was a kid now and I found your
like
mom's OnlyFans, yo,
like senior year type shit? Yeah,
and you think get, about you it. Think about it. Kids can low-key get it on their own because all they need is a Cash App card. They're gonna buy this nigga's mom's OnlyFans and roast his ass.
That's crazy.
You seen her content.
That's a fact.
We sent the $5 tip. We got the exclusive.
Yo, imagine like at our age, like niggas opening up like Skonex or some shit, and just seeing your mom's
crazy
all Skonex. Over.
Crazy, your mom on Black Panther.
I was on BBM. Everybody sent it around.
Yo, BBM away message.
BBM
your mom's
away message.
Yo, come on, man. Blast. Yo, look at this nigga mom's. His link. That's gonna be the future though, because I feel like a lot of kids. I don't think kids gonna get bullied though about it because I feel like a lot of their moms gonna be on OnlyFans. So
yeah, they actually collabed a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's how we met. My moms was doing OnlyFans and said we should hang out.
She had a kid.
Our mom shared a studio together, so we all just get it. We've been friends ever since, baby.
My mom got retweeted by Miss B Nasty. That's what she's saying.
Miss Twerks on and Miss B Nasty's kids are actually really cool.
That's what I'm saying, man. When I see Miss B Nasty bought a household for OnlyFans, I'm like, yo.
Yeah,
she in a big bag.
Yeah, bro, she eating. She got land, nigga, off OnlyFans.
Hey, man, if Joey Chestnut
could
eat hot,
yeah, if Joey Chestnut could do it,
yeah,
I can't be
I'm
mad.
Sure
Miss B Chestnut could do the same
if
thing.
He can eat the glizzy. What's she can eat the glizzy.
She eating the glizzy.
It took him 17 years of Glizzy eating.
Yeah. She did
to
that
get
in
2 million
she did
network.
That in 8 months.
We built this
brick by brick.
Glizz by Glizz.
Glizz by Glizz.
Glizz by that might be the name of the episode, bro.
Yo,
Glizz
by
Glizz is crazy.
Glizz by Glizz, bro.
This is sick. This is your podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a joint on OnlyFans, so if y'all know any, send them my way.
I was in class with a joint in undergrad that now has an OnlyFans.
That's fine.
And it's not that bad. She's white, though.
Oh, nah.
Wait a minute.
You subscribe to
a...
You subscribe.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
But you hit the Reddit? You hit Reddit on it?
We done been here almost 2 hours of you bashing white people, but you... about a white woman's OnlyFans.
And you said it wasn't
bad.
I was in class with her.
Most importantly, you supporting white business. That's the
I wouldn't
thing.
So you mean
that.
To tell
I've
me she was just
already.
Like, oh, here's my OnlyFans. Don't answer that question.
Nah, I just happened to come past it.
That's pause on that.
That was her intro. That's her intro. You know, first day of class, introduce yourself. My name is...
Free for the first 30 days.
I found out after I got out of class.
Oh, I was about to say.
Like, after I had graduated, I was like, I would scroll the fucking Reddit one day. That's all. I was like.
I know her.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Reddit?
Yeah, Reddit's the...
Reddit's the move.
Yo,
Reddit is low-key the move. Reddit is low-key the gold mine.
Reddit's
you
the move.
You ain't hear from me, though.
I'm trying to tell you.
You ain't hear Kanye say it, too?
It's the last frontier.
Reddit is the move, man.
So you were on Reddit and found her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's a chick from science?
Reddit is crazy because you can, right. like, categorize
digital,
what you're looking
digital
for.
Composition is something. It was an English class. Oh, shit, that's fucking...
At least she's well-versed.
There you go.
Yo, Shawty dropped out of school. Was like, yeah, fuck this. I'm getting this
money, bro. Fuck it.
She's getting a bag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was like,
that's what I'm saying. I'm looking for a joint with the OnlyFans, bro. I'm trying to manage her.
Yeah. Yo, these people. Yo,
I'll be her agent.
You trying to be Banks? You trying to be like Banks?
Yeah, I'm be in the corner just like that.
Honestly, honestly, Banks
might be a producer behind somebody's OnlyFans.
I can see it, bro.
That got to be a good job, though. That's a good title.
I'm surprised nobody's tapped into that market. Like, yo.
Well, we got
outside the bank.
We got a corner of the market. The OnlyFans producers market.
Last Stop Agency?
Yo. Last Stop Agency.
Yo, I'm going to get canceled in like 10 years. They're going to be like, yo, what was this guy
doing? I made a joke about that on Twitter, and they got me out of there. I was like, it'd be crazy if a nigga just like managed his own OnlyFans content.
I feel so sure that's just like, a diet
you
pimp.
You misogynistic pimp. I'm like, Joe, I was geeking. I was joking, man.
Diet pimping right there. That's basically what
I don't see the problem with it.
Bro.
You don't have, like,
have Koch records for OnlyFans?
Yeah, nah.
Think about companies that have like content managers.
Clutch Sports for OnlyFans.
My life
rich
is
Paul
Rich Paul of OnlyFans.
Be the Rich Paul of OnlyFans.
I'm gonna do the hustle and flow of podcasts.
You're skinny man. Skinny man. Tell me that ain't your OnlyFans page, man. No. Skinny man.
I'm gonna give Joe Budden a copy of my pie. Yo, subscribe.
Hold this down, baby.
Beat him up in the bathroom when he threw it.
But man,
he left me a 1-star review.
Hell yeah.
And he gonna bring back Taz's Angels.
They would have had a
Taz's Angels.
Should be millionaires. No, low key. Not even joking. Yeah. They should be millionaires right now.
Hey, it's a shame what happened to Pinky.
She fell off.
What the fuck happened to Pinky, bro?
She went on like
you ain't seen her.
She went on like Sean Kemp.
She's
Sean. Like Zion.
Nah, bro, she looking like Eddie Curry, yo.
What?
Calling,
she's looking like Eddie Curry, yo.
Calling Pinky Zion.
I'm not trying to shame or nothing, but it's just wild, dog. Like, she was like, she was at the top of the game. She was the LeBron James of the game.
Yo, how many years you wanted to put in, bro? She's Tim Duncan now. She's out the game.
Man, he's don't work the same.
That's...
Wow. Yeah, she had to change her play style.
Oh, my God.
She was crazy.
Went from a small forward to a power.
She, man, she's more than a power forward. Goddamn it.
Yeah, shout out to Pinky though.
Rim protected.
That's crazy. Pinky being a rim.
What's the 2K matches? The 2K
matches. Hall of Fame brick wall.
Interior force.
Oh my God.
Oh man. Interior force. Pinky go crazy in the park. That's crazy. My team right there.
Yo.
Mad 10 to 10 nights.
Yeah.
Thinking Marcus gonna start his My Player as Pinky.
Get
it out the mud.
Yeah, you got Pinky, Tiana Trump leading the charge at point guard.
He got a diamond Tiana Trump
card. Diamond Tiana Trump.
Y'all in trouble, classic.
You got a moments card, Tiana Trump.
No.
It's the picture when she got out of jail.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
The fuck is this? Crazy.
I'm mad you found it like that, though.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had, like, internet, nigga. Like,
a lot of the OGs in the game got the Twitter, man.
I see. I
Porsche Carrera. I don't know about Porsche.
Are you about to run through a list right now?
Only one I seen was still active was, what's her name? Capri Styles. That's the only one I
seen. Hey, yo, Capri.
She looked better now than she did.
Word. When she was, she got Twitter?
Do you need that nigga?
I'm about to see. I don't know where we took this left turn.
I don't know, but
I got real sick real fast.
I got real sick. But yeah, man. Shout out to public school.
Public school. Supported sex workers.
John and Michaels, if you out there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we ahead of the game. Last Stop Podcast.
How you going to say we sick and then you jump in?
Last Stop Podcast, appreciating the sex worker.
Shout out to DR. I'm on the way.
I'm on the way is nuts.
You know what I love about doing these podcasts? I have to explain myself. For what they said. I got to be like, I don't know. You know, it's comedy style. Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Jokes. It's all jokes.
Freestyles jokes. Is 40?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She look better now, too.
Yo, anything more than a 20 for OnlyFans, bro?
You know, Roxy Reynolds is a trucker.
First of all.
What? Not even joking. She's a trucker. Not even joking.
How do you know this?
I see. Amp said it. I thought he was lying. I thought he was lying, but he's dead. He's dead telling the truth.
Right. Honestly, I feel like Amp can say anything, and I'm never going to question him.
Yeah, because okay, he'd be right. I'd just be like, damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It blows my mind every time.
Every single time.
Amp is like literally a walking, like, the more you know.
Yeah.
Nigga, a Rolodex, a goddamn.
Yeah, like an encyclopedia.
All Florida. Florida shit.
That's why Banks love Florida so much.
Yeah, Banks do love Florida. If he's awake right now. Look at this nigga.
That nigga over there slumped.
I mean, Mojito's going bad on him.
Yeah. He's hungover still.
Mojito's got him down bad.
From the four drinks. he had four drinks. He can't contain himself.
Maybe the white man sucked away his energy.
That's crazy.
Banks probably blowing him up right now. You crop me out?
Yeah.
That nigga like a kid.
He just landed from the plane. That's
he
the
like
first.
A kid in school after you call his mom. His mom get called on him. Rest of the day, you just head down.
That is crazy. Yo, when you have work and parents, they can't even pick you up. Just go to sleep in class.
Go to sleep in class.
Oh, no. I had it worse. My mom was a teacher in my school, bro.
Oh, my God.
Trap.
You ever had your mother as your son?
Wait, how are you late to class all the time?
It's a different school.
Oh, I was about to say, your mother just
y'all pulled up together. Like, I'm sure y'all came
to I was also big on, like, you leave and you leave.
Yeah.
You got to be there early. I got to do my thing.
That's crazy. I wouldn't be catching that ride.
Yeah, like, I'm taking that ride 10 out of 10 times, bro.
Oh, no, but her.
At that time, there was no. We were in the same public school.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that was when I was living in Coney Island. So it was across the street.
Uh-huh.
But she was my substitute teacher once. And she had my best friend at the time. Because we got caught talking in class.
By your mom?
She made him.
She said, boy, shut the hell up.
She made talk to you a little different. Write on a piece of paper 50 times that he will not talk to me during class.
Oh, my God.
What the charges you get? That's light.
She was just like, I'll deal with you later.
She beat your ass.
And she said that in front of the class. She's like, his name was Moses. She's like, Moses, you got to do this. She's like, Brandon, I'll deal with you later.
50 is so light.
Yeah, right. That's kind of
she light. Beat his ass. He got the, the 50 is.
She's a substitute, bro. There's still respectability and the principality. 50 is just a light sentence.
I mean,
you
got your ass whooped, though, so God bless
right.
you.
Can't get my ass
really that's OD. That's OD though, because it's like wait till we get home, and then I'm like, but you, I'm literally waiting.
Nah, that
you
wait till you get home.
This whole time,
dangerous.
We leaving together.
My mom pulled me with that shit a couple times, and it's like, yo, wait till I get home.
That might be worse than actually getting hit.
You know what's this like?
The anticipation of it.
And they're in the same room with you though. Like I legit have to wait.
Yeah,
because we here. So when class ends,
you know my schedule.
Slim, you ever been beat like fresh out of the shower?
Oh, nah, never, G.
So she called me lacking one day.
your mom caught you lacking.
Your mom caught you lacking.
She in the kitchen like, yeah, wait till this nigga get
she
out.
She told me wait till I get home. I was like, all right, cool. So she got home.
That's when you sleep by 4:30.
You thought shit was sweet.
I thought she forgot about it. I'm just going around like a normal night. I go to take my shower. Son, how about the shower? Open that motherfucker door. She just standing there with a belt. I'm
before
like,
he even put the lotion on.
Standing there with the belt.
This is why you're so angry at the world, my nigga.
This is how the haters. This is origin story.
Yeah.
Hater origin story.
He used to fuck me up. I'd be with Hot Wheels tracks.
Howard, nigga.
Nigga, what?
You not got, you never got beat with Howard Trip?
Nigga, I've only been
Hot Wheels Trip.
I've had two.
Yeah, man, I probably got beat like two times.
I never had Hot
Wheels. Twice.
Both of them by my mom. My pops never put their hands on me, though. Like, at all.
And the second one, my mom admits was like out of petty.
She was like, I had to get you.
Yeah, she's like, I had to get you.
She said, my bad, G. I was tripping. Yeah,
I went to.
Day. I used to do a bunch of wild shit as a kid, though. Like, I remember one time I was getting out of the car, mm-hmm. and it was, like, sitting up on the hill. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I climbed over, like, the little center console jump, mm-hmm. instead of just getting out of the passenger door. So I hit the motherfucking e-brake, and the car started rolling down.
So you gotta get your ass beat for that. Like,
you gotta go down bad.
That's an understandable ass beat right
nigga,
there.
Nigga, I know why you're so negative now. You were just a piece of shit as a kid.
What the fuck? Nah, that's crazy. Wild, no.
Wholesomeness.
So do you get that back with your kids? Like, or your kids?
Get it back in blood?
Yeah, are they like your karma? Are they like your karma? Like,
they be wilding the fuck out.
Yeah.
They be wilding the fuck out. I be chilling though. I don't do a lot of stuff. I do, you know, punish them in unique ways, you know, making them hold books up their head or.
Nigga's Joe Jackson.
Nothing.
Nigga, stare at the wall 17 hours. Don't turn around.
So I'm thinking about it. Marcus, I'm thinking about if all Marcus kids went to wrestling, they could be the Black Samoans, nigga. It's a lot of them.
It's sick.
yo, that's a lot of
plus
kids.
A bench.
Yeah, bro.
He could be like Black Samoans for real.
You could like lead an actual co-ed basketball league.
That's with fire. That's fire. You got to make them sing, bro. Like on some Jackson.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
AAU squad or something, bro. They got to do something together.
The oldest one is in tag.
Okay.
The oldest girl. I don't know what.
That's a check.
She's the artist. The oldest girl is the artist. She girl is a draw.
Wait, what's tag?
Talented.
Oh,
I thought you meant tag.
Yeah, like
a
game.
Tag league, nigga?
Yeah, I thought like, you're it. I'm sitting there. He's like, that's a check. Watching, and I'm like.
So I be watching like World Series of tag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is, it's pretty fire. So like, I know you can get a check. For like
being that's how I know tag. You got good drugs in L.A. Or California, I mean.
Hey, it's just weed.
Like, nah, you got
it. It's not just weed.
For me, it is.
You got some next shit. If it's good enough for you to watch the World Series.
I don't partake in the other things. I can't watch
a European handball. That shit is fire, bro.
Nah, hey, man. I watch Puerto Rican handball.
World Series of darts? It's hit.
Yo, tell you. Puerto Ricans. Yo, if Puerto Rico had a handball team in the Olympics.
I like kind of don't get why they don't have one.
Everybody play handball, nigga.
Yeah. They try to say they were American, probably. So
I just feel like they
that's when American want to bring the Puerto Ricans in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw it as a handball. I was like, wait, Puerto Rico don't got it?
They should have, bro. Orchard Beach should have had a team, like, as a nation.
We should have a New York City league for handball. I'm sure they do.
Well, yeah, they definitely
they do.
Has to be.
Zog Sports.
Bro. They got the leather glove, fingerless.
fingerless.
That for real, though.
Yeah, they be going hard, bro.
The handball dudes, they be having real injuries and shit.
Exactly,
like,
bro. They be playing with torn meniscuses.
There's definitely a handball team in my
this guy.
A handball team... There was one in my high school.
It's mad Bronx.
Everybody got bullied because they were like.
It was half Spanish, half Asian, all from Sunset Park.
That's the beef, though. Yeah. That's that's the beef. Like, if it was the Olympics for handball, it would definitely be like China versus Puerto Rico.
Right.
Japan versus Puerto Rico.
If America's in it, it's because we plucked.
Yeah, we plucked them.
Yeah, they went to 233rd. Like, they found a couple guys.
It's like our World Cup soccer team is all niggas from other places that just happen to have like, American.
Yeah.
We just give them the best lifestyle.
It'd be niggas from Germany. Like, I ain't need step foot in America, but hey, your parents was born here. So.
Pierre is definitely not American. Get out of here, bro.
We looking like the Rainbow Coalition. Yeah. Nah.
It's basically the plot of Kicking and Screaming with Will Ferrell.
Exactly.
They just got a couple of Italians. They were like,
give the ball to them. That's it.
As long as we win basketball in the Olympics, nothing else matters, bro.
That's all I care about, bro. Like, shout out to Jamaica. They win the track and field shit, but like Americans.
Oh yeah, but that's an easy dub. Like,
yeah, like come on, y'all supposed to do that.
Yeah,
I'll be disappointed if y'all didn't win.
Yeah, like yo, if you think about it, like everybody was hyping up Sha'Carri, like that she was like cooked. No, but I'm saying like yo, if you think about it, every person on the Jamaican team did way faster than her,
and she's the best American.
Yeah, and she's the best American.
She's our best American.
She won that race. Remember the qualifier? Shit. She was supposed to go.
Yeah.
She won that.
Oh, shit.
And she got smoked by them.
Yeah,
that would not been... even just them. She lost to everybody. Like, everybody.
Oh yeah, when she did the Nike one.
Yeah,
she'll be back.
And then you can't really talk shit when you come in second to last.
Yeah,
she was like, "I'm still coming back."
And Jamaican niggas is walking by like,
yeah, they're looking at her like,
bro, she tweaking. Like,
that's your man's.
Yeah,
bro.
The Sha'Carri shit was kind of wild this summer. Niggas were trying to make it seem like you was hating on her. You was like, "Yo, she's kind of not it, bro." Niggas was like making like whole like think pieces like, bro, she's not that good of a runner.
I think it was just Nike paying them. Just probably like, bots. Listen, man, we need somebody.
It was them Russians.
Yeah, because Puma got Jamaica on lock with their sponsorships.
Everybody on there, Puma.
Yeah, Puma.
That's a fact.
Puma, bro. They sent the jet.
Yeah.
They sent the jet.
The Thunderbolt jet with the logo on it. That shit crazy, but yeah.
I want my logo on the jet. That'd be fire.
What kind of
jet? Got enough money?
Nah. Yeah, no. Bro. Your stimulus hit,
money.
Bro.
Yeah, you should hit that stimulus money.
I wish I did. Be nice.
Shut up.
Rich boy.
Put a down payment on one.
I'm going to work on it and see what I can do.
Down payment? He paying for that some bitch outright.
Nah, you could have down payment it. Let it go to repo.
Outright payments? We don't do that. No. That right now.
What are you talking about?
I'm monthly.
Your co-host. He got to put an Uber on that.
Oh, I know he got it.
Put an Uber on that, bro. Right.
He run the budget. He blew up the budget.
You seen niggas after paying bottles in the club?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You can afterpay bottles?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. You can afterpay bottles in the club?
I have to pay bottles in the club.
I got an email.
Oh, bitch, hold up. Let me go to the club right now.
Low-key.
I'm
going to go just to experience.
Yeah, yeah. I might club with confidence more.
In the club, checking your account. Like,
yeah, I went to Dykeman. I'm telling you, I went to Dykeman like last week or the week before. And then we bought one Henny bottle, and it was like $2.75. I was like, yo, what happened? Fifth?
Yeah,
it's just the same bottle in the store.
Inflation, my brother.
Bro.
Nigga, the store is, what, 50?
50, you probably can get it, yeah.
Absolutely not.
That's why you gotta sneak it in, though. You gotta come in with a gun.
Nah, yo, the way the security guards were searching us, I was like, yo, bro, you gotta chill, bro. You
gotta give it to a woman.
I was like, yo, you gotta chill, bro. You cannot be, like, I don't got a gun, bro. And he was like, nah, you know, I just got it. I'm like, yo, bro.
KB, especially up there, the niggas be going too hard. Like, relax.
I'm like, yo, why'd you check my collar? Nah, you never know, man.
I had the burner in there. Like, little 22 in the
I got
collar.
A razor blade.
Flip that motherfucker up. Make sure you had a razor blade taped to
it. I was hitting people with buck 90s in 2021.
That shit is crazy. Ain't no way, man.
Boy, ain't no way.
Boy, yeah. No way. But yeah, Sean. After paying bottles is crazy.
Bro, nah, I'm gonna do it. Can I after pay at the strip club?
That would be fine. But you'd be sick 2 weeks later.
Yeah,
like,
you'd be sick.
Payments went through Delicious.
Ew.
No,
and then, yo, you're not even in the mood no more, and you're like...
Yeah, bubblegum.
I call my work. Call my bank like, yo, that was not me, bro. I don't know what happened.
I'm disputing that.
Yeah.
I met one stripper in life. I would risk it all for.
Shout the stripper. Strippers are good people.
They're wonderful people.
Good people that smell friends. Good. Yeah.
I just don't like the glitter.
Yeah, I can't do the glitter shit. Because it don't matter how much time you take a shower. You just
And I don't know why. I don't know why they make that decision. Like... All right, if I got a girl and I go to a strip club and I come back home and I got glitter all over me, obviously I went to the strip club. Like, you can make it discreet.
It's bad for business.
Yeah. They're hurting their own. Like, yo, first I got to smell like you. Now I got glitter. Like,
I mean, that's all Bath and Body Works sell, though, with glitter.
Now you got to stop at, like, a gas station, clean yourself off.
Don't matter. You just going to find it.
That one.
Hey, nigga, where was you at?
What's that on your cheek? Magic City last year.
I got to go to the Magic City. I'm gonna go to Atlanta so bad.
It was wild, all right, bro. It was very wild.
I believe it.
See, you can't go to good strip clubs. Like, see, you got to go to like a hole in the wall, or somewhere like around here in a garage.
I'm not trying to go to a hole in the wall so I can see a bitch with a hole in her wall.
That's
wow. Yeah. You need that balance.
Exactly.
Live life a little, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It'll get you to spend less
strip
money
clubs
too.
In New York suck though.
Yeah,
it's just terrible. They only get fully naked.
Gentlemen's club.
The bartenders.
Yeah, they are gentlemen's club.
Bartenders be more popping than the strippers. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Remember the wars they had? The stripper versus bartender wars?
Yeah.
And the strippers were about to go on strike because the bartenders didn't get too much money.
Bernice fucked the game
up. Bernice fucked the game, but she blew the budget.
Yo, Bernice, she's the Chris Paul of the New York strip club scene.
That's a fact. That was a real thing. They really was going to go on stripper strike. Bartenders are eating too much on some union shit.
Yeah. Because I went to the strip club. I'm like, yo, why is there so much money in the bar floor?
Yeah, the
bar. Than the regular floor.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, really? I'm like, yo, this girl's twerking her ass off over here. Getting no love.
You twerking all night.
Strippers are some of the best athletes I've ever seen, though.
Oh, yeah, bro. That upper body strength got to be crazy.
Bro.
This nigga had to pull me back. Cause I almost gave a stripper my social security card.
Oh no! Well, yeah, that was a good time period of life.
The athleticism I saw that day.
I thought I was a simp too. I heard that sentence just now. A social security card.
Bro. We were in the stadium on a Sunday. It was a wild time.
Shout out to stadium.
Stadium on
lit.
A Sunday.
Stadium's
the day
lit.
After
Redacted Palooza.
Redacted Palooza.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Stadium. Shout out to Rose Bar. I fuck with Rose Bar, bro.
What was her name?
I don't even remember.
Oh, shit.
Isis.
There you go.
Isis?
Yes.
Shout out to Isis from Stadium.
I don't know where the career has gone since.
Yeah,
I
hope she's doing okay.
Yeah. But you know how, like, she put up a 63-point game.
Probably pivoted the bro.
A triple-double.
Efficient. Efficient from the field.
Like, Shorty was wilding. Shorty dropped down from the heavens. Like, did a split. I was like, oh, shit.
That'd be scary. Because I feel like they're going to, like, hurt themselves. Like, imagine you take, like, a Mick Foley bump in the strip club.
Oh, she was on her, like, athleticism. Nah, she was but, like, great, wilding, man. Like, Shotzi. But, like, landing safely.
Damn, Dalit in the strip club is crazy.
I never seen no shit like that.
Shout out to them, man. I love DC. I got to go back, though, man. Shout out to them.
Make sure you get clearance.
I check in with shit.
He don't even live in
That's
DC.
What I'm saying. Like, like,
check in with Biden.
Yeah.
Kamala's going to run down on you.
They want Kamala her Converse.
They want too much money, and they got all them white people in.
Boy, okay. When I stayed in DC, I was in DC in July. The neighborhood I stayed in, I thought I saw gentrification in New York. Them that niggas shit. Took over.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie though. DC got the nicest crackheads I ever seen in my life, bro. Like, I as a crackhead, I ain't having money. She was like, "It's all right, baby."
She
I'm
gave
like, yo.
You money. She was like, "You know what? Yeah. Yo, you,
I don't need this.
Obviously,
today.
You
I'm
need
like,
more
this would
me.
Never happen in New York. Yo, I would get mad, suck my dick, broke ass. I'm like, damn, no. DC crackheads nice. I was in Southeast too, so I was like, y'all niggas is nice.
Dangerous spot. People, motherfuckers think that because Nats Park and fucking soccer stadium and shit down there. It's not.
It's not. Here. It's not that.
Went
bro.
To a went to a game on my birthday. Motherfucking shots went off. All the white people started losing their mind. I was like, yeah, nigga, y'all still in Southeast.
Yeah,
go across the street. You gonna find something.
Stadium
out
is nice.
Yeah, but like, let's not forget.
Niggas got the president's house with the worst neighborhoods around.
Yeah, that's the crazy like thing. Though. Like it really the president, and then three blocks over is the hood, bro.
That's a fact.
Nah. In the trenches.
We gonna dude. Move. We gonna move the capital to the Bronx. You know.
Niggas,
really complete the trifecta.
I thought we was trying to keep niggas safe.
Nah.
I'm not going to the Bronx.
It's not that bad.
You got to come to the Yankee game, G.
I'll take you to a really good Guyanese, you know, bar. They be going crazy in there, bro.
They wear A-Rock jackets?
Nah, bro.
Those niggas got the bulletproof Pelly Pelly?
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, I remember.
The Pelly Pelly by itself is just bulletproof.
That's true.
Yeah, it's stab proof. You can't. You're not getting through a Pelly.
How many niggas survived stabbing just because they had the Pelly on, bro? Yeah. Come on, man.
A-Ball.
Did I ever tell y'all about the
Kevlar?
It was like a ice skating story about somebody getting robbed. Y'all hear about that?
Nah, what happened?
Oh, so I remember there was one year, it's like 2012. I went to Bryant Park to go like ice skating or whatever.
Real romantic shit. I heard you.
And they closed it down because somebody got robbed for their merm while they were ice skating.
Damn.
And I was like, yo, like, hate just think about like everything that had to happen that day. Like
timing
somebody, yeah, the dude robbed him with a gun too, so he had to rent the ice skates. Maybe. Put them on, skate up to him with the gun, and take his fucking merm jacket.
It.
I was like, yo.
I respect it.
It was the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. And then he skated off.
I respect it.
He didn't even get caught.
He skated into the
do
night.
You tell the, do you tell the public that? That, like, I got robbed by a nigga on skates.
On
nah, you
skates,
take that to the grave.
Bro.
That's what shit you just got to take.
And,
the
like,
grave.
There's no real cool way to get away on skates. Like, you just got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga did a Christy Yamaguchi spin on the way out with
nigga,
your shit.
Nigga looking like Frozone.
But that's the thing. Like, he was probably, like, you got to look and be like, all right, I actually do want that jacket. And I know I'm in an inconvenient moment right now.
But
like,
fuck it.
See, that's
what
you
fucked
up.
Fuck it.
You think it's inconvenient for him. That nigga's probably been practicing
for weeks.
For weeks.
Been skating.
Nigga went to Prospect Park and just did, like, light trials.
Yeah, dude.
Training.
And obviously, like, nobody expects to get robbed on a fucking ice skating rink.
In Bryant Park, bro.
Yeah,
like,
in Bryant Park.
Up,
yo, that shit was
mad
packed.
Mad families around here. Like,
yeah,
I get robbed.
That's got to be mad defeated.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's Christmas time.
You cold,
tourism,
too?
You cold.
They took my jacket, bro. They took my jacket on
the doing
the
LIRR, just sad. Jesus,
cold as
like,
shit.
Nah, he
fuck,
was definitely
man.
From the Bronx, because I remember it, like, I knew somebody that knew him or whatever.
You ain't helping get a jet. Why you ain't helping?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know until after. They were like, "Yo, you heard?" And I was like, "Yeah." Like, I was actually there.
I'm thinking Mandy did.
Wait, you was there? You synced it?
No, I didn't see it. I was like on the. You know how they put you online to like go or whatever, and then they like go in shifts of people that skate. Yeah, so I was on the line. Then
so you
were
was
like,
on the bench seeing someone get robbed.
No, I didn't see it because like it's on the outside. So they were just like, "Hey guys, we're shutting down because it's an active crime scene." And I was like. All right, I guess the fucking ice skating rink. And then when I found out what happened, I was like, oh, yeah.
Man, he ain't helping. Man, he's took the hit. Man, he got a good alibi. I was there too. What you mean?
Man, like I said, living White Plains. He ain't gonna be Batman today. The police are gonna listen to this shit and be like, "Wow, look at all this shit we got." Yeah. And they were just talking.
Yeah.
Nothing on me though.
It's gonna be like that on SVU's episode. I see the rap niggas. You seen the Pop Smoke episode at SVU?
Pop Smoke was on SVU.
Yeah, they redid like the Pop Smoke thing, like niggas was posting online and how niggas get robbed like that. It's a whole drill episode of Law and Order.
That just happened.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yo, what the fuck?
It's this season. Shout out to Ice-T.
Did he say something like you know, Ice-T, like, you know, yeah, one of those quotables?
He
said,
you know, he always had to like explain shit to the white people. These are niggas rapping. They put guns in videos. No, he always got to explain shit. Yeah. It's called drill music.
I caught an SBU marathon this week, and they was doing some shit, and they had to go to West Virginia. And they were like, yo, Finn, you going to West Virginia? He's like, I just can't go to West Virginia. You know why. I'm just like, what? And then in my back of my mind, I'm like, oh, yeah, mad white people. But how are you able to get away with this shit? Yeah.
I don't know, man. Ice-T just greatest be saying show, shit, bro.
I need Ice-T to run his own Law and Order department. But, like, all the detectives under him are just former rappers.
That'd be hard.
That'd be
hard. Like 2 Chainz, like Cam'ron.
Method Man.
All the, because a lot of them have played a cop in some way, shape, or form.
Right, right.
Like Ice-T did SWAT. Yeah. I mean, LL Cool J did SWAT.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube did, what is it, 21 Jump Street? Yeah. They all got cops.
Yeah, he was the commissioner.
Just let Ice-T run
We need
it.
That, though. We got to make that happen.
Yeah. It'd be like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but.
Because honestly, they got niggas, they got nine, Terry, nine. And he ain't one of them. So,
what time is it? It's time to skedaddle.
Yep. All right.
I hope you know we did a whole podcast for you.
Yeah.
And no one even knows who the fuck is talking.
No, but that's the best part.
I love it.
Like, all right. Number one, introducing yourself is like the weirdest thing to do.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you gotta, like...
That's what Banks is for, honestly.
Yeah, like, yo, trying to explain...
Motherfucker ain't working, that motherfucker ain't sleeping.
Yeah. He being like you. He over there liking Instagram pictures.
Bro, you're an inspiration.
No, he actually looked up all of the OnlyFans we mentioned, and he's subscribing to them
he's
right now.
He's gonna put them in the link in the bio.
He's going on Reddit right
that
now.
That nigga's gonna know what Pinky looks like. 2021. There you go.
Banks made his management it's LinkedIn.
It's gonna be in the description.
No, they says Pinky's the Zion of the Pino game.
Well, she had to bow out. But yeah, man. Shout out to man. Shout out Last Stop.
Yeah, nah, I appreciate it. Yo, in the beginning of this, listen, it was very hard for me to talk, bro. But you know, after a while, you know, it simmered down. I think it was the Popeyes.
The Popeyes got you right.
It was the Popeyes. Yeah.
Mouth was dry as hell.
Mouth was dry. I could be, yo.
Got
it was
that
rough.
Shit in cinematic mode. You niggas are nasty. Filthy.
Bro. Yo.
Like, last eating that.
Yo, yeah, nah.
Good eats.
Yeah, fire.
I know. You about to have a sweetie meal later tonight, too, right?
Bro, sweetie meal. What else he said he was going to get?
He's going to get a bag of Fritos and chopped cheese.
Yep.
And M&M's.
Okay. Peanut M&M's.
And the fillets from Dollar Tree. You said you were going to grill up.
You
said
you were going to go to real sicko.
Dollar Tree and grill up some fillets.
You got your damn man.
Yep. I'm a
premium beef.
I feel like you guys should. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yo, you guys should definitely plug your stuff before we get out of here.
1017 Van on Twitter, Black Variant SSID.
Yo, he got Gunna popping for dressing like Kamala Harris right
randomly.
Now.
Randomly,
100,000 likes and counting.
Son, my mentions are in shambles.
Just know I saw that tweet when you tweeted Twitter. It, and I looked at it. I was like, yeah, this one's gone. I saw it. I was like, yeah.
Nigga, I was half asleep when I seen that, and I just like I woke up. My phone was on fire. Dude.
Bro, I had something, and I was like, it's not even as good as. Come on. And you only had like 20 likes. I was like, yo, I'm telling you, this one's going to be out of here.
That should be crazy.
Yeah. Nah. Crazy. It's like when Jay Williams saw Kobe practicing.
Like, yo, nope.
And he was like, yeah, I can't fuck with Kobe. That's what I was looking like. I was tweeting. I'm like, oh, damn, nah.
Nah, that shit's crazy, bro. That shit's crazy. Oh, yeah, Black Variant Patreon, man. Be on there. Come shop with us.
Yes, sir. Best comic book breakdowns. Yes, sir. Y'all went crazy with Spider-Man.
Yeah, shout out. Yo. Shout out Spider-Man. Man. Yeah. Shout out to X, man. That's
I got a comic book.
Yeah. Okay, what's it called? Adventures of Dr. Umar. Fuck out of here.
It's Dr. Umar with the laser eye.
Get the fuck out of here.
With a J Electronica cover on the back.
Woke man ain't jumping off.
Woke man's crazy. Woke
nigga got Static Shock with a koopy hat on. Oh my god.
That might be something. Right?
The Woke Avengers, nigga, we're good.
Wow.
Umar, Kevin Samuels, Kyrie.
Yo, that's a roster.
Yo, that's a crazy. That's the Shield.
Yeah. Don't give this nigga no idea.
The Black Shield, right there,
bro. That's crazy. You don't need no more jokes.
Shout out to Undisputed Hater.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Hey, before we go, why is it no Undisputed Hater?
It'll be one soon.
All right. That's a goddamn lie.
Before the end of the year.
All right,
there we go.
It's on camera, too.
I can guarantee you one.
You hear that,
evidence.
I'm not.
As my favorite rapper says, we don't believe you. Need more people.
I'm not lying though, Fredo. We can get one by the end of the year. But you know you can follow.
Hey, be all right. I'll bounce back. I got a podcast that I kind of do sometimes.
Okay.
When Banks tells me to not run from the grind, I'll return. So the non-fuck that podcast will resume at some point.
He's the Dame of podcasting.
He really is. He really is. And honestly,
he's doing their job.
Honestly, by the end of the year, we got to get Banks to do his own version of the Champions track and do an intro for everyone. So we'll do that.
I'm on everybody's pod.
I'm on everybody's pod. Twitter is Douglas Christ. You can't have my Instagram.
That's fair.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
It's also the same. You could just easily find it.
It's literally already the same.
But it's find it. Not.
It's same, but it's different.
Close, yeah, it's the same, enough. But it's different. It's finding me is impossible because I'm just a silk dude.
If you want it,
honestly, if they find me, the Instagram's private.
If you want it, DM Marcus for it. He'll send it to you.
Probably.
Banks, you want to pull up? Plug anything?
Yo, y'all know how to find Banks. He's on
Follow Banks at egowaffle.com. Yeah.
He's the Mick Foley of podcast.
Follow Banks on TikTok, right? Banks, you can find Banks on TikTok, Reddit, Twitter.
If you have an OnlyFans, send it through Banks. Will
just don't
subscribe.
Take any pictures with him. He's going to crap your ass out.
Bro. Oh, man. That's yo, I got to pee like a motherfucker.
Of course you do.
That's probably, I bet they told you.
I've been waiting for 2 hours.
Nigga about to be in the...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train.
Manny, you crazy for this one?
It's the last stop.